Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm Scott Jordan. We are on the road to World Finals 23, and we have started crowning our series champions. And the first one out of the gate should be no surprise to anyone. He is a four-time World Finals champion. And we go to the Great Clips hotline to Kildare Hills, North Carolina, to welcome the series champion of Stadium Championship Series, West Son of a Diggers, Ryan Anderson. Ryan, welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, and congratulations on the series win.
Thank you, man. And it's always an honor to be on Inside Monster Jam.
I appreciate having you, man. You have looked stellar, nothing short of dominant. And I've been guilty of throwing that word around a lot, but when it's there, it's there. But let's talk about the start to your season, because you started the season after the first couple rounds in third place. You had your brother Adam in front of you. You had Camden Murphy in front of you as well. So what led to, and I've said this on television before, by your standards, that seemed like a slow start. Was there anything in particular that was going on for you that caused you to be looking up to the top of the leaderboard?
I just didn't have the weekend that I wanted at first. And it was, you know, it just happens sometimes. And I had quite a few weekends that weren't great this year as in terms of the whole weekend. But I also had a ton of weekends that were phenomenal. I mean, tons of events. And we're just doing multiple events per weekend now at a lot of our venues. You can play catch up a lot easier than if it's just one event per weekend. So that kind of helped me not only get in the swing of things with the dirt, the track, and also the truck. So we had a lot of truck time. Even when we had some truck issues ailing us at the tail end of the season, we still were able to like really knock it out of the park. And a lot of it is honestly, I have to say, is Bryce, my crew chief, Bryce Langlois. He was just kind of pointing me in the right direction on stuff. He was kind of forcing me out of my comfort zone and two wheel skill and the skills competition. And even in freestyle, we talk about stuff and he was kind of throwing ideas out there that were not normal for me. Things that I didn't normally do, which there at the same time, I also have to say that I kind of got myself into a rut of good consistency and great for points, but I really was missing that spectacular wow moments a lot of times where it would still be a phenomenal run. It'd be, you know, potentially the, you know, arguably the winning run from top to bottom, but I would miss out on that wow moment. And I'm not sure if it's me, if it's the track design, or if it's a combination of both or what, but it was great for points and winning the championship and just absolutely just checking out on everybody. But me being who I am and the Anderson name and everything, I wanted to make sure to get those wow moments. So I've been struggling to get that. And I can't put a pin on it yet. What exactly it is, I'm trying to figure that part out.
Well, this is your third series championship in the last 4 years. Is this one, as far as where you rank them in your career, does this one mean more, the same, less, bittersweet? How does it feel to add another trophy to your collection?
I'll say the first one was exciting because it was the first one. You know, there's no doubt about that. And this one was special to me because our tour was like heavy hitting. It was no one person really dominated the entire thing. I did on points. But as far as per event, every person had their night, and not just a little bit. Like, they had the most dominant freestyle. Last weekend's Jim Kohler's freestyle was – I had the whole tour in awe, man. It was so awesome. And everybody had their night, not only in racing, skills, and freestyle, but all together. So it was really cool to not just walk away with it in a way. You know, like, it was – every dog was in the fight all the way to the end. The other thing about this one was – The last championship I won was in the Bakugan Dragonwood filling in. So that was cool. It was fun to get into a different chassis, different setup, not set up for me, not set up the way I like it, and still win. So that was super cool in that aspect. But this time it was with Bryce Langlois, my crew chief. I try not to say it too much because I don't want to sound cheesy, but he is literally the best dude we have right now. He's the best technician in my eyes. He is on top of the truck. He is inside and out of that thing nonstop. And he's driving me to go crazier. Really, I feel like a big part of this season was Bryce being on top of it, not only with the truck being dialed in, but also him keeping me dialed in. So it was me and Bryce's first championship together in Son of a Digger, and that was extra special to us. And Bryce made it as easy as possible for me to do my job and make sure to knock it out of the park every event.
Yeah, and I talked to Bryce. Actually, I went down to the garage and interviewed him. We'll play that here in just a minute. But I do want to talk about you competing with your brother Adam for the first time in a couple of years. Did you two, when he was on the track, did that challenge you a little more to kind of put it into an extra gear?
Yeah, it definitely does. And not necessarily in like a competitive, like I want to beat him. But me and him, we have this weird thing. Everybody thinks sibling rivalry and we're going to just butt heads and go crazy. but it's more like me and Adam versus the world. It was kind of how it goes, you know? So if Adam goes out there and does something absolutely crazy, I'm like, well, heck yeah, I want to do something crazy too. So like it amps me up to match his energy or one up it, not necessarily to be like, you know, haha in your face, big brother. It's to be like, yeah, we're just having a blast together. We're going wild. With Adam being there, it kind of was it's kind of a comfort zone as well, because I know if something happens to me, if I got a, you know, a bad luck, bad bounce, any of those things, I got my big brother there in that digger truck and he's going to make up for it.
Yeah, you guys definitely went back and forth on quite a few epic battles this year. Coming up next, I spoke to the man behind the wrenches. We talked to Ryan's crew chief, Bryce. That's next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. This week, I am joined by Stadium Championship Series West champion Ryan Anderson. Ryan, you've been hyping up your crew chief, Bryce Langlois. You've been with him for a few years now, and we've seen glimpses of him on television holding the trophies, but we've yet to hear from him. I took a trip down to the Monster Jam garage to talk to Bryce. Check it out. All right, I'm here in the Monster Jam garage with Son of a Digger crew chief Bryce Langlois. Bryce, you just won a series championship. This is your second in 3 years. Talk a little bit about your season with Ryan.
Oh, this year was awesome. I truly believe he's the best in the business, and it pushed me all year to try to give him the best truck in the business, and we came out on top early in Seattle a couple weeks ago.
And you came right out of school and were paired with Ryan in your first year. What was that first year adjustment like for you being with Ryan?
It was very scary. I'm not gonna lie. He used to scare the crap out of me, so I made sure to check every nut and bolt I could on that truck, and here we are.
Does he still scare you now, though?
A little bit. We're getting better. I'm getting more confident too. This year, I really believe that I got in one with the truck, and Ryan's getting one with the truck as well, and it's going to be awesome. I'm ready for World Final.
Yeah, awesome. And Ryan, you got to stop scaring Bryce, man. He's doing a great job. So you guys have been pretty much unstoppable since you've been paired with him. Two series wins out of 3 years. I know a lot of it is his driving ability, but a lot of it is you as well. I know he speaks volumes about you when he talks about you. How has it been like when you just thrown to the fire with one of the best in the business, a four-time world champion? Was that just a learning curve for you right out of the gate?
Oh yeah, he kept me on my toes all the time. That was the best thing about it, is I learned so much that first season with him. I relied on him. He told me what was wrong with the truck. The truck didn't. I didn't know where I was at with that truck yet. Ryan was my info. He was telling me everything he could about that, and that's what's so awesome about him, is he could tell me what's wrong with that truck before I even realize it.
You guys are the first series champions crowned. You're going to World Finals in SoFi Stadium. Ryan has a chance to tie his brother Adam with five world championships and surpass his dad. What are your predictions for Son of a Digger at World Finals?
Well, we're coming for racing and freestyle for sure.
All right. What about the high jump? 3 years.
We're coming for everything, honestly, but we really want racing and freestyle. I know it.
All right. It's Bryce Langlois, or Ryan Anderson's crew chief, Son of a Digger, on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. All right, Ryan, so first of all, you have to stop being so scary to Bryce. Apparently, he was very intimidated by you, but obviously the kid has come a long way. He's got a lot of confidence now. Talk about your relationship with him on and off the track.
Well, the first things first, the first time I met Bryce was at our first event together, 2023 season start. I never met him before. He was new to the whole entire industry, fresh out of UNOH, and I'm like, holy cow. Like, I know UNOH has got it together. They got trucks there. They train the people right. But at the same time, everybody I've ever had wrenching on my truck, I've known, I've had friendly relationships with prior to that. Honestly, I was super nervous. I'm like, man, this guy has never been in the Monster Jam industry. He went through his training and now he's on my truck. So yeah, I was petrified as well. And we had the very first weekend, I'll never forget it. We had a electrical connection just coming loose in the rear steer. So the rear tires want to just kick sideways, and I'm trying to guide Bryce through, and I'm trying to be calm because I get very intense. There's no doubt about that. So I'm trying to stay calm and not be, scary, I guess, for lack of a better term, and trying to get him to come down and recrimp this wire. Because after I told him, like, okay, I've got something going on and this is the general area you need to look, and he found the problem, and trying to get him to crimp that wire, and he didn't have the proper tool, but the tool would work. So it was just kind of a crazy thing that I wish I had it on video, because it was a like hilariously fantastic way to start our relationship. And we made it. We made it happen. He crimped it. He got it crimped down. And it was such a tiny thing, a little 10-cent part that was going to take us out. It was it was his first throw in, and it was quite the hot fire he got thrown right in the middle of. So that was hilarious, but at the moment it wasn't for either one of us. But now looking back on it, it is. And it was wild to me how quickly he adapted to being good and figuring out the truck. And now this year, he is not just switched to another gear. He is in a whole nother galaxy now. Like what he's doing with the truck and beyond what I've ever asked for or ever suggested, he's starting to show me things now. And I'm asking him questions about, you know, like, okay, well, what are you going to do? And I asked for his suggestion on what do you want to do with shock settings? What do you want to do? What lane should I go in for racing? What should I do for freestyle? So it's now it's switched to where I was the teacher. Now we're like a team.
Yeah.
And then not to mention off the track, we're buddies. He's coming to my house. He comes to my house all the time to hang out. And we, every time after the show, we're hanging out. Before the shows, we're hanging out. We go cut up and I'm bouncing around the city looking at the sights. I'm dragging him with me. I'm like, hey, come on, let's go. Let's rent a scooter. Let's go act up and be crazy, you know? So we are not only best friends off the track, but on the track, we're like telepathic twins, man. Like we have gotten to this point now where I've never had before with any crew chief. And it's like, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. It's crazy. It's unexplainable.
You guys look like you're having a great time. I rented scooters once with Colt Stevens in Indianapolis. He almost ate it in the middle of the marketplace. So it was a great, great time. Coming up next, we will preview World Finals with Ryan Anderson. Stay right where you are. More Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. I am joined on the Great Clips Hotline by Son of a Digger's Ryan Anderson. We've been talking about your crew chief, Bryce. You know, when I asked him when he started with you, he said he thought it was towards the tail end of 2022 in that area. So he comes in, regardless, a lot of pressure because you were already a series champion that year. You're already a World Finals champion that year. So he does come into a pressure environment. He did a great job doing that. And now it looks like you guys are just in cruise control, having the time of your lives.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, man. Yeah, it's the years are starting to blend a little bit, but this year has definitely been like above all, and mainly because of him. He's just came in and he's made the truck where I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to double check anything. I don't have to think in my head that maybe something's not right because I know it's right. And if it's not right, I would never have been able to find it myself because if Bryce can't find it, I can't anymore. He's definitely surpassed me in his knowledge with the truck. I mean, he is one with the truck.
And before we get to World Finals, you welcome the new addition to your family, and that has kept you busy off the track. So I know I text you this, but congratulations again on being a dad one more time. How is everything going for you at home with your baby?
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, little baby Halen, he's awesome. He's my first son raced. He was quite the rascal. I'll say that. And growing up, and now he's 9 years old, so it's pretty smooth sailing, but. Halen has been fantastic. He's been so great. And his mom, Chelsea, she's like, you know, that motherly thing. It just kicks in and it's so wild to watch. So it's been awesome. He's been great. I've been busting out some old little miniature Son of a Digger outfits that I had made for race. And now he's wearing them. And, you know, of course, we got to think of some type of cool name for his truck. And Race is passing down all his cool toys to him. So I have a dirt bike sitting behind me in my house because Race has to have it there and we have to get stickers made for Halen. So I love kids. I'm stoked. There's no doubt he's my dude, man. I don't know how to explain it. He's only 4 months. So, you know, not too active yet. And we're not to the walking stages or talking stages or, you know, not quite to the driving stage yet, but we're getting close.
And still, he can still give it to you with those looks though, right? He can still.
Oh dude, his looks, his little scowls are insane.
Yeah. That's awesome. Let's get down to business. World Finals, you are going back to compete again. You will get an opportunity to defend your high jump championship that you won the last 2 years. And I wrote an article about this on monsterjam.com, and I talked to Bryce about it. You have a chance to leave SoFi Stadium as the winningest Anderson in World Finals history. As your dad has 4 championships, you have 4, Adam has 5. So obviously, you know, you're going to take it one competition at a time, but how would that be for you to walk out of there with more titles than your dad and your brother?
It would be awesome. I mean, there's no doubt the high jump, I've got a streak going. So I don't want to feel confident, but I feel confident about the high jump. I really love the technique of what it takes to hit that type of ramp. and get that brake check just right and all those things that it takes to get that high jump. So like that's right up my alley. Like that just naturally just happens when I'm driving. So I'm excited about that. And then obviously freestyle, that is the crown jewel for me and my whole family. So that's the one that I'm really gunning for this year. I've been really good with freestyles this year, as far as putting on a phenomenal run from start to finish. But like I said earlier, I've been kind of missing out on that wow factor. And if anywhere is going to bust that wow factor out, it's going to drive it out of you, is Monster Jam World Finals. There's super ridiculously high hopes that I'd love to go in there and sweep that event. I've gotten so close to the perfect event so many times this year by one point. Yeah. I couldn't tell you, probably close to five times. And I did get one perfect event. So if I can keep that rolling, which is like, again, this super far-fetched, but everybody's got to have a dream, right? You know, so that would be awesome.
I have gone on record as calling you the best closer in the business when it comes to freestyle. How important is that at World Finals to go down close to the end of the order as those scores start rising?
It also depends a lot on who goes before you and what they do. So if somebody right before you goes out and just puts on the most magically awesome run, it's going to be hard to match that score. Even if you do almost exactly the same thing they did, it's going to be pretty tough because they got that first magically, you know, crazy hit from all the fans, which is understandable. I've been in the seats and watched it happen myself, felt it, experienced it myself. So it's really going to be hard to say where is going to be the best spot to go in freestyle. But I will say, I love being last. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's definitely a ton of pressure there. You got to put on the cherry on top of the event. For one, I get to watch everybody else go. That's one thing that's really important to me is I want to be far enough down the running order that I can watch. I want to watch what each jump does. And there's certain people that I have to watch too, that I can just translate their style to my style better. So if I watch them run and watch how each jump reacts to the way they hit it and what they did to make it react that way, then I'm checked in with the track. I'm in it. I know what I need to do on each jump. I'm good to go. So that's important to me, but it's, you know, truthfully, I feel like personally for the scoring reasons, I'd be better to be like mid to three quarter pack. But like I said, man, there's nothing more awesome than closing the event out, absolutely burning it down with a crazy freestyle and winning. I mean, that's the ultimate to me. If you win when you're if you win it from the first position or last position, that's like the ultimate.
You have one of the most engaging personalities in Monster Jam. And when you do an interview after you win an event championship, I mean, you're the ultimate hype man. You send everybody home happy. You're always talking about how it's for the fans. And you know, I've heard you so many times just say you're not here for racing. You're here for freestyle. And you're here to make sure the fans have a good time, which I appreciate. And I love that. But I don't think I've ever once heard you say that you don't like to lose. Because even when you don't win, you lose with dignity. And you're always throwing that shine, but I know you are a competitor. I know you are a champion. So I have to ask you, you know, man to man here on the air, how much do you hate to not walk away with the championship?
It's definitely a bummer. There's no doubt. I have pretty high expectations for myself. And also Bryce, me and Bryce have become so close that I want to do well for him as well. But then the biggest one is especially the World Finals. Everybody there is not just a normal Monster Jam fan. Everybody at World Finals they're the super fans. They're the hardcore. They chase us all season long. They watch us on social media. I mean, they are in tune with us and what we're doing and where we're at on the track and off the track. So the pressure's on even more so there for the fact that, in my opinion, in my personal, you know, career, the pressure for me is mostly to make sure that each and every one of the fans in the stands that spent their hard-earned money to watch us do what we do, they're the ones that are our sponsors. They're the ones that truthfully drive us to go crazy. And I want to make sure that I put on the event, put on the show that they paid to see. So yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of pressure to win a championship. But I do have to say, because it's honest, that as long as I go out there and do something absolutely crazy, I'm all right. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah, there's been times where I feel like I personally should have won a championship and didn't. And, you know, that was a bummer. But at the same time, I walked away with my head up because I knew I made every Digger fan in that stands get on their feet and go crazy.
And you send them home happy. Coming up next, your fan questions for Ryan or Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. I am joined on the Great Clips Hotline by Ryan Anderson. It's time for some fan questions. Stay in the conversation on Instagram at Scott Jordan MJSX. Monster Truck underscore TV has a great question. This follows up an earlier conversation we have. Thoughts of your son race driving grandson of a digger. And I also would like to know your favorite truck outside of Team Gravedigger if you have one.
So, race is already a maniac behind the wheel. He's got his own little version of a monster truck called Born Wild. He's crashed it. I don't know how many times. It's literally sitting in my dad's shop right now with the rear end broken in half. So yeah, he's on the right track. And to be honest with you though, I did not get any athletic ability besides steering wheel and gas pedal abilities. He is phenomenal at baseball and he loves it. So I am fully behind him, whether it be if he's throwing a baseball or if he's throwing a truck in the air 30 feet. So whatever he likes to do, I'm going to support him, no doubt about it. Same for Halen.
All right.
And then favorite truck, man, I'm not going to lie. I'm still on a little bit of a high from Jim Kohler's run in Seattle. It was so awesome to see him. He's not had a good year. Not that he hasn't had a good year, but he hasn't got that freestyle. And I know that's what he longs for. So that one had me just ecstatic. And Jim and Jim's energy and Jim as a person is so awesome. So it's hard for me not to say Avenger. I mean, I'd have to, like, that's the one that pops in my mind. So I'd have to go with that.
All right. One last question for you. Nathan underscore Odom underscore 20 says, with Weston being behind the wheel of a mega truck and Gravedigger, do you think you'll get back in the mud anytime soon?
I'm definitely going to return to the mud. There's no doubt about that. Whether I don't know when that's going to be. Hopefully sooner than later. But yeah, I definitely am jealous watching my little brother rip it up in and out of the mud.
All right, Ryan, congratulations once again on the series championship, man. I hope to see you hoisting up a world championship in LA.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you. This is all the time we have with Ryan Anderson. Join me right here next week with another all-new episode of Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil.